There's no right or wrong way to play. Merely by changing your location, speed, and direction, you can pause, rewind, or fast forward, all without compromising your tour. The tablet PC is also equipped with a microchip developed by Applied Digital Solutions that allows the location of the tablet itself to be tracked. The device is the first ever operational combination of biosensor technology and web-enabled wireless link GPS systems.
And now, men, mark your calendars. Today, the course of industry sways mightily in the name of progress, speed, and power. And the good hard work that drives the might of America increases manyfold. And while the hearts of men too tender, alas, fall aside. Today, we unveil the first ever fully operational combination of movable and Telford electrical intertransport systems. No longer the milling chaos of bent backs and human error. No matter the size, no matter the weight, and no matter the shape, the overhead traveling crane, the belt conveyor, the electrical truck shall make light work of it. Lifting, propelling, turning, these gentlemen are crafts best left to the mechanical species, whilst the wiles of men are better employed in the arrangements and organizations of business. But not each man. Not the faint of heart. Make no mistake, the price of American superiority is high, but the price of idleness is much higher. Two shifts without breaks, without fodder, or the call of nature to intervene? You say 6.7 tons per shift suffices? Watch, instead 100, and 30 of those at once. Here the gleaming wheels and cables of progress united. United in our common endeavor to provide the fastest movement of freight yet seen, and the safest. Behold, the swelling ranks of the mechanical freight transport machines.
Do you want to be rich and powerful? Do you want to make a name for yourself as a person of big affairs? Do you want to be pointed out as you walk on the street as the man who made millions by turning his body into a galvanic battery? The human body is a machine, and the nervous system is the motor. Electricity is the power that runs it. The hustling spirit of American enterprise is only an expression of nervous energy. That nervous energy is electricity. So if you want success, if you want to do big things and have your picture in the Hall of Fame, give yourself a daily charge of energy. The tablet PC before you is your connection to universal energy. It is connected to a global positioning satellite receiver. It provides a steady stream between your body and the satellites orbiting the Earth. The device will put new life into a body exhausted and debilitated. It will prepare anyone for a battle for success by charging the nerves with fire of vigorous energy.
35 years I cleared the tracks. Those men along the rails, tired. Death by train, we called it. They waited and wandered, hoped for the sound that comes too late, the one that takes them from this life. It was my job to assist, to help. Kind words or clear the tracks after the impact. Such failures. My own failures. Small horrors. And it's not the most dramatic. An eye open tomato red with blood. A nose with ice-covered nostril hair. An ear laying by a man's feet. A cheek punctured with teeth exposed, or a wound, open, steaming in the snow. There's so few, so specific, so clearly cut from men with faces I cannot help but still see. It's what never comes clear, not faces, not expressions, not the dignity of person, something that had a name. There's a sort of mutant slot machine. It comes to me at night.
Found him deep in the meat car, dressed like it was his birthday. Suit and haircut and neat. Frozen solid. Must have been riding stowaway with the beef, just sitting for 2 days in a room full of meat. Doesn't sound like a good plan to me. Not worth the stink and cold just to get across. His mouth was open like he was going to say something. A scream, someone's name, get me the hell out of here. Maybe it just dropped open as life left him. Just some more meat in the pile. Eyes were open, too. We all wonder what the fella saw last. Maybe a trick of his eyes, or as his mind iced over, a frozen like a lake, ice and meat. Hell, the poor kid might have been dead before the train left L.A. Guys have been telling the story for years. Never found out his name or where he came from. The Iceman is famous. We conjure him up from time to time. I was 22 years old, lucky as could be. How many jobs you get just by walking up and asking straight out? You got work? You need someone? And start before the next hour. To me, it was a blessing. I had no idea I could make an impression. No interview, no, we'll get back to you. I worked the first shift, learning as I went along. I had to get out and clean and grease cogs on steep inclines. Cliffs just about. Deadheaded on the way back, head in the breeze. Walked home the next day, a dance in my step somewheres, I'm sure. Ate the best dinner, thinking of the pay. Man, I must have really proved my stuff. They said come back tomorrow. I worked that spring until I got a job icing cars near to home. Found out later how I got so lucky. The man on the job before me was killed earlier. Same day.
So this had been burning for near 70 hours. It was a tire manufacturing plant. I swear it smelled like skunks exploding when the wind was blowing from the east. Horrible. The thing had spread to a couple other buildings. The smoke rose up angry. Sometimes the explosions would make you jump. You could see the flames. They kind of boiled into the clouds, like they blended together somewhere. Fire to cloud, I tried to ignore it. We all did. Had to. Act like it wasn't there. even as the booms made you leap in your skin and the smoke hung over the freight yard. One night a storm came in. Freak rain in off the desert in August. One of those hot nights that I can barely sleep through. The rain was heavy, woke me up just after I had gone back to sleep after waking up in a sweat. My sheets stuck to me like bandages. The rain was pouring down and it almost looked like it was black. Tire bits in the smoke raining down. Like my years of logging hours, weights and miles. Like they were coming down along my roof in the heavy summer rain. I went back to sleep. I had this odd dream. Big towers of steam were rising from words and numbers, from pages of books accidentally dropped in the road. There was a page of my accounts of shipped vegetables and heating oil dropping rain and drops cracking fat on the ground like eggs. A nearby town was hearing the music on their metal roofs from the pages of the textbooks on how to draw ostriches. A page of ragtime sheet music, someone dropped out in the desert, somewhere near Tucson.